This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As far as the prohibitions related to Tawheed, which is against Tawheed, Allah says in the Quran in Surah Maidah, chapter 5, verse number 90, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you believe, innamal khamru wal maisuru, most certainly intoxicating gambling. Walanzabu al-aslamu, dedication of stones, divination of arrows, richthum amni shaitan, these are Satan's handiwork. Fashtanibul alakum tufliun, abstain from the handiwork that you may prosper. Allah is here saying, O you believe, intoxicating gambling, dedication of stones, divination of arrows, talking about fortune telling, idol worship, it's haram. Fortune telling, talking about future, it is prohibited in Islam. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse number 102, Allah says that anyone who involves in black magic, he has done a major sin. And the hadith of the Prophet in Sahih Bukhari, that amongst the major sin is associating partners with Allah and witchcraft. So black magic, witchcraft, sorcery, it's a major thing. Imam al-Dhahabi puts it as number 3 after shirk, murder, then witchcraft, sorcery, black magic. So black magic is the third major sin in Islam. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's hadith of Musnad Ahmad, hadith number 7045, that if anyone is going to do an act, a good act, and if he deters it because of a bad omen, it is shirk. Our beloved Prophet said, in Arabic, At-tayyar, meaning having or doing a good deed, and you see a thing and you think it's a black omen. The Prophet said, if tayyar, it is shirk, 3 times. And everyone has this, but if he has faith in Allah, he avoids it. For example, you're going for an examination, a black cat passes. Oh, bad omen, I will not go for the examination. This is shirk. It is shirk in Islam. And hadith, Sunan Abu Dawud, hadith number 3910, as I said, that deterring because of bad omen, it is shirk. Sunan Abu Dawud, volume number 4, hadith number 3915, says there is no adwa and no attayyar. There is no bad omen, but there is al-fa'il, good thinking, optimism. That yes, if you see a good sign, no problem. There is nothing like bad omen. It's mentioned in Musnad Ahmad that there are 10 people who come to give shahada, allegiance to the Prophet. Prophet takes the bayah of 9 people, one he does not. So people ask him, why didn't you take of the last person? So he says, because he's wearing an amulet, and he takes his hand from the shirt, and he cuts the amulet, and he says, anyone who wears an amulet, a ta'weez, it is shirk. And the implication of tawheed in human life, there are various. Time is limited. I've been in 1 hour. But normally, when you lead a life, people, they have some center. Some people are self-centered. Everything is themselves. I, self-centered. Some people are society-centered. No, some people are family-centered. My mother is everything in the world. Allah says in the Quran that we have ordained for you that you worship none but Him. In Surah Isra, chapter 17, verse 24. And Allah says in another place that we have ordained that you be good to your parents. Your mother breastfed you for 2 years. But the next verse says that if your parents tell you to worship somebody else besides Allah, of which you have no knowledge, do not obey them. But live with them with love and companionship. Surah Al-Kabut, chapter number 29. So here, yes, you have to respect your parents, but not above Allah. You cannot say everything is your mother. Some people, the wife is everything for themselves. They will buy a diamond necklace for them even if they can't afford. Beg, borrow, steal, I'll buy it for her. Because the wife is everything in the world. For some people, their son is everything in the world. And if he wants to go to a foreign country like America, even if the degree is useless, he wants to say, my son is studying in America. You know, when I go to Gulf countries, when I meet this top businessman, they boast, you know, my son is studying in Harvard University. I said, studying in Stanford University, Oxford University. I'm telling Ya Sheikh, when I go to Saudi Arabia, you are sending your son to America, to UK. I've sent my son from India to Riyadh Jamiatul Imam. My son is studying in your country, Jamiatul Imam. According to me, it's one of the best universities in the world. And they feel ashamed. You are sending your son. I ask them a simple question. If you send your son to Harvard, Oxford, and you send your son to Jamiatul Imam, or Islamic University of Medina, which will benefit you more? The Prophet said, when you die, three things live. The wealth you have spent, the knowledge you have spread, and your righteous sons, righteous children praying for you. So if your son goes to Harvard University and prays for you, or if son goes to Jamiatul Imam or Islamic University in Medina and prays for you, which will benefit you more? This is the problem. Your center is dunya. Your center is your children.